Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Connor McLaughlin with Husband and Wife Junk Removal. How's it going, Ben?
Everything's going great, Connor. How about you? How you doing today? Good afternoon.
I'm all right. I have a wee bit of a problem, though. So when we signed up with you guys, we said that once we get on our top three within a 30-mile radius of our house, we would always show up on top three guaranteed, right?
Okay.
And we were on the top three for, like, 2 weeks, and now we're on, like, 20th all the way down on your Google placement list, if not further.
I see. Okay, let me go ahead and take a look here. May I ask, what is it that you're searching exactly?
We search junk removal companies near us. We search junk removal in Eagle Mountain. Everything that we kind of talked about before when we signed up.
See. I'm just looking at the map, okay? Just give me a second. I see you have the 249 package, right? Which is Facebook ads and the SEO on Google. Let me go ahead and take a look, all right? Are you familiar with the dashboard, by the way, Connor?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay.
And like I said, we were doing good for a while. It was like a week or two after we signed up with you guys. It might have even been 3 weeks after we signed up with you guys. We were like number two every time we typed in junk removal near us or junk removal in Eagle Mountain or anything, and we were like pumped on it. But it for a while now, like we called like last week, and it was like I think it's lower than it has been last week. So we just keep going down, and I'm wondering like, you know, that was a lot of the reason we signed up with you guys, is so we could stay top three.
Okay, yes, I see you spoke with Honey, I believe, right, last week?
Yeah.
So this was re-escalated to our Google team. I see that she actually tried to reach out. In regards to the optimization, I see they did re-optimize the business on the 24th, which was Tuesday. Let's take a look here. Let's see, we're promoting your own number, right? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and talk to my Google team here. Now, I am wondering, if you don't mind me asking, because I noticed you don't have them active, and it's actually quite common for your line of business. Are you familiar with Google Ads?
Yeah, we're familiar with them. We've been doing good without them. And honestly, like, we got calls when we were top three, but, like, we haven't been getting a lot of calls off our website or off of Google since we've been placed so low.
Dang.
So I get most of my work off of Angie's List and Thumbtack and Facebook right now. And it's not even off your guys' Facebook ads yet. Actually, we actually had someone doing our Facebook ads before you guys, and we were doing fairly decent. And ever since we switched with you guys, I don't think we've had one job.
Really?
Not complaining. I just kind of want to figure this out. You know, this is our busiest season of the year. This is how we get through our winter, because, like, winter is our slowest season of the year. So, I mean, we're trying to maximize our profits all summer long so that in the winter, when we don't have jobs for a week or two straight, that we're okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we can certainly look into the performance on the Facebook ad as well. I noticed, for example, usually something I recommend my clients is the fact that we can add the – We can add a special offer at the very top. I noticed that we have the call now button and calls are being sent directly to your number. So they're not being registered on the dashboard. Now we can modify to set up a get quote option. So it's like a form fill for them where they fill out their name, their number, and the actual message that they want to convey to you. Main reason I bring this up is that, remember that on Facebook, it's people are not necessarily searching for something. It's people that are just scrolling through, you know, the app, right? Looking through pictures.
Yeah.
Then the ad comes.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, do you have anything in mind, or do you want to add any offers to the ad? We can maybe entice them.
Honestly, we might in the future. I just don't. I mean, does that cost more?
No, not at all. Not at all. Just modifying the ad, let's say, to make sure that it works, make sure that it's generated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I can get our graphic design team as well to get to work on creating different, let's say, flyers that we can use. I noticed we're using, you know, AI photos. Have you been able to send us pictures of your...
I think we uploaded some, but we will send some more here today or tomorrow morning. We just got a busy day ahead of us, and we keep checking our Google thinking we're going to be up higher. So, but we'll send some more over to you guys because we do want to be like personalized. Like, we want people to know that like it's us and not just like a bunch of random people working for us. You know what I mean?
Of course. And fresh content, that always helps, right? As you can imagine, we're trying to work with the system, right? Have Google recommend you based on the quality of the profile. So, I mean, you do a great job with reviews. But I noticed, for example, usually what we recommend is that you either upload them to the dashboard or just send it to email. But that way we get them, and then we put them on the different platforms. Because if you upload them directly to Google, they don't notify us, right? So we can't use them for other purposes.
Gotcha. So when we signed up and like we got like the guarantee, no matter what, is like as long as we stay with you guys, we will be top three in our area. What happens when that's not the case? I mean,
I can definitely send that over to management, right? Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're very, very clear with what we're doing, right? Obviously,
I can guarantee my payment every month is the same if you guys can guarantee that I'm always going to be number three, and I feel like you guys haven't put that guarantee in with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, so. I absolutely get your point, and I can go ahead and talk to management, like we said, so we can make sure not only we make this right, but compensate you as well, too. You know, based on that actual call, right? Because at the end of the day, like we said, we don't want, you're a businessman, we're a business, we understand that we're competing out there, right? So you know, we need to listen to that call, we need to see exactly why they said it that way. But obviously the goal is being on the top three at all times. But like we said, we're working against other people that are trying to get your spot, right? So we just need to make sure we're on the same page with everything we're doing. Okay.
Okay.
So I will get back to you if it's okay. I will get back to you with a response from management. We get them within a 24 to 48 business hour time frame.
Okay. Awesome. I will look out for your guys' call, and then we will upload those pictures or email them as soon as possible. And we look forward to seeing our new Facebook returns. So thanks so much, Ben. I appreciate your help.
Oh, my pleasure. I really do appreciate the time. If you need anything, please let us know, okay? Please give us a call.
Awesome. You have a nice day.
Likewise, sir. You take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.